Thanks for joining me, Sunshine's Racing, on the Wednesday. The show's recorded on the Tuesday. It's a wonderful day in the Western Cape. We'll be at Kenilworth. We start off at 12:55. Eight races are carded. There won't be any problems with the weather. The going will be good. The first race is a work rider's welcome to Cape Racing over 1,100 metres. Consulting www.hollywoodbets.net. They have jury duty at 12.5 to 10. You've got some of the younger horses taking on the older horses. There's only 1 4-year-old in the race. That's jury duty. There's no doubt about it. If you have a look at the form, it does stand out, this 4-year-old. By the way, the work rider's been aboard twice, four-way, third and a second. But you have got debutants here. Future Contract is at 2.27 to 1. Mike Stewart Yard. Callum Dixon is the rider. Now, he's won 6 of the 19 work rider races that he's contested. The comment there, nice horse, if not green, will be thereabouts. I see this is a half-brother to You Can't Hurry Love. So there's respect there. Eric Sand says, nice filly, shows speed at home. That's the 5. And then there's a rank outside in this race who is number 7, Russian Tiger. The horse is 25 to 1, but I see that the work rider has ridden in 4 races for 2 victories. So that could improve. Was beaten a long way, first time at the races. Jury duty does look the right one, but I don't know if you want to rush off and grab the 12.5 to 10 when you have got debutants in a weak maiden. Race 2 is a maiden juvenile plate offered 130. This will be run over 6 furlongs. It does look a boat race. Of course, one of the debutants could come up and put a damper on proceedings. However, you've got Royal Aussie, who ran on eye-catchingly on debut, 12.5 to 10. And you've got Port Louis at 2.27 to 1. They're betting 7.14 to 1 and better the balance. And that is number 5, Fort Apache, a 200,000 buy. This horse, Port Louis, has been rested for some 74 days, also has been gelded, ran on very strongly when third to Certainly. So I am leaning towards Port Louis in the seconds. I think we're going to have a good day, by the way, on Wednesday. I hope so. In front of Royal Aussie. That's the second race on the card. That was the start of the PA. We're on to the pick 6. This is racing maiden plate. It's run over 1,200 metres. Maiden juvenile plate we got here. We got a form line, collateral form line, Busy Lizzie and Defining Moment. When they met last time out, Busy Lizzie was in front of Defining Moment. However, if you go and have a look, you'll see there was only 0.80 lengths between them. Defining Moment was drawn wide, lost 2 lengths and was finishing 0.7 seconds faster. And we know these youngsters can improve from one run to the next. So I think Defining Moment could run a very forward race here. We've got this Lady Mystico form, which is 2 to 4. There have been 2 runners from the form line, 1 second. But the worrying factor for me, as far as that form line goes, is that only 4.05 lengths covered the first 9 home. So it was a very bunched finish. Over the page, there has been a lot of talk about this horse, by the way, and there has been money. It opened 33 to 1. This is Hikomi Boki. 33 to 1, shortened into 5, is now at 6.25 to 1. This debutante is out of a Var mare. But as I say, there is talk about. Number 12, Love is a Rose, lost 2 lengths on debut. That was behind Lady Mystico, previously mentioned, and possibly therefore could have the beating of the other horses that were involved in that very close finish. Race 4, Racehorse Owners Association Maiden Plate. This is run over the 7 furlong. Brett Crawford has the much more fancied runner here in the form of Robert Burns of his 2, because he's also got a horse called Aeroforce. Let's just go and have a look at the betting, www.hollywoodbets.net. The betting reads as follows. Geopolitical 3.33 to 1. That is the 4-year-old. Now, there wasn't much between them behind Fair Advantage, the 9 Geopolitical and the 10, Robert Burns. Tchaikovsky has come out of the form line, by the way. That is 1. This horse, Aeroforce, opened 6.25 to 1, gone 8.33 to 1, is a 400,000 buy. It was the 4th outing. Last time I'd run 5th. Handy tired late. What caught my eye there was the 2nd horse, Navy Strength, has 1. The 3rd horse, Futurissimo, has 1. So I like a little bit of 4 Aeroforce to run into the money at that price. The place there is about 17.5 to 10. Fifth race is run over the 1400 race 5. Now in this race you got Blue Eyed Girl, who's a 3.03 to 1. Perilla, number 8, is a 3.03 to 1. Signora Victoria is a 3.57 to 1. Short Sharp Shock is at 5 to 1. That's representing Peter Wrench. The trainer is also part owner with Ashwin Reynolds. It was a good run last time out when finishing second behind Cruise in California over a mile. At first glance, you really like the horse, but then if you look deeper, there's a worrying factor because that was a maiden special weight. And there's now an 8.5 kilogram swing in this race with number 3, Signora Victoria, who's ridden by Aldo de Meyer for Glenn Puller. But that was over a mile, dropping distance of 1400, should suit Short Sharp Shock. But Signora Victoria, as I say, there's a massive weight swing here, and that one has been eye-catchingly running on. Perilla is number 8, the saddle slipped last time out, so that was a good run. We'll have the slide at the end. Race 6 on the card. The 6th race, Elusive Trader, the 6-year-old, he hasn't won for some time, but I gave him a place shout. His merit rating has dropped, he's from the Greg Enyon Yard. He could just be a surprise package there, I thought. In the betting market is a 10 to 1. Double Charge, though, is back over a sprint. The blinkers have been refitted. Grant Van Niekerk, a big trier. You've got to respect that one. Double Charge at 18 to 10. By the way, with Transact, who ran behind Double Charge on 2 occasions, there's quite the weight swing around. Beaten 1¾ by Double Charge, 4.5 kgs better off. Beaten 3.40 lengths by Double Charge, is now 3 kgs better off in race 6. Race 7 on the card, the WSB Fillies and Mares 71 handicap. The 7th race, betting in this race, and it's quite a hotly contested race too, you've got Academic Gold, number 2. There has been one runner from the form line, by the way, Raising Quinn. That was Alfred's Girl, who won at a price. Academic Gold, 4-1. Parisian Girl is at 4-1. I think that's a major runner with Richard Faria. I really like Parisian Girl. But if you look at this race, there's a horse who opened 12.5 to 1, is now 7.14 to 1, a win, and just under 14 to 10 a place over the page, Enchanted Creek. Have a look at that jockey strike. Smunga Kamalu gets aboard. Hopefully he will be riding this 5-year-old mare. She's dropped in the merit rating, she's dropped in class. I like 7 Enchanted Creek. I think that's the roughie for me on the card. It's 7.14 to 1. There has been some support. Race 8, over the 1400 metres, yeah, my selection, we'll have the slide in a moment, was Key Shiraz, who's gone from 7.14 to 1 to 8.33 to 1, and a placing 17.5 to 10. If you go through some of the form lines, this is the peak run, by the way, the 3rd run after the rest in gelding, is a 3-year-old, carrying 59.5, but drawn a pole position, has run against top class sorts. So I had respect there for Key Shiraz, all lit up, by the way, as the services of Richard Faria, also we followed on many occasions. That is at 5-1, also I think an inclusion when it comes to the place accumulator. That's Wednesday racing in the Cape. Don't forget as well, Wednesday night there'll be the Spinner Zonke jackpot race on offer if you want to get involved with that. And I shall see you over the weekend. As I say, I like the card. Let's hope for the best. Hit them hard. Bye-bye.